Hello, and welcome to episode 310 of Awards Daily's Watercooler Podcast. I'm your host, Clarence Moy, and I'm joined by the other two M's. M's, let's go around the cooler now that we're all back and tell the listeners who you are and where they can find you on the internet. Megan, we'll start with you this week.
Hi, and it's good to be back. Thanks for letting me take a break last week. And I'm Megan McLaughlin, and you can find me on Twitter at HeyDudeMeg.
Well, I think we fell on that sword last week because I think we blamed scheduling instead of your need to take a break.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. It's a little bit of both because we did actually that. Well, I'll tell you about the story when we're done introductions. But Joey, why don't you go?
Hi, I'm Joey Moser. You can find me on Twitter at Joey Moser. I'm sorry. I don't know why I talk like that.
It's like you forgot who you were for a second.
I usually do, kind of.
Still Joey.
Yeah.
And hi, I'm Clarence Moy. Again, you can find me on Twitter at Clarence Moy. So last week, Megan, remember we were going to record after I did the family thing with the live drive through? Yeah. It took me 3 hours to get.
Oh, my God.
I kept telling you, like, 15 more, probably more.
Oh,
probably be more like 10:30. And then it was like finally 11 o'clock. I think the time.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad I didn't do it then because, well, I was just writing the whole time trying to catch up on things. Wow.
it was completely insane. And apparently we got in like right at, we went through the main gate, like just a little bit after 10 on the next night. There's a curfew in North Carolina where everything shuts down at 10, you know, as a method of trying to control the spread of COVID-19. And they have, if you don't get in the gate by 10, they close it and they start turning people away. Just wait till I've been in that car for 3 hours and tell me I can't go through these.
Oh, my God.
They close. Oh, my God. That's awful.
Yeah, and now they've if you have a ticket past 8:30 p.m., they have immediately refunded it. You can't even go.
Wow.
It's so shitty.
And it's nice, but it's not like it wasn't worth sitting in a car. I don't think anything is worth that's, you know, sitting in a car for 3 hours, but anyway, wow. Says me who wants to, who is going to take his son to, on a cross country trip for his graduation present.
Oh, I always wanted to do that.
Yeah. I think it'd be a great time to do that. So, he's got another year and a half. So assuming the virus,
gosh.
I know.
So hard to believe.
Those pictures that you put up of Ava that you, I don't know if you put them up or you sent them to us. I was like, how the fuck is she that? How does she look like that already? Like, I don't get it.
I know. Those are beautiful pictures.
Yeah, her best friend took those pictures. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's her 14-year-old best friend with, like, really great camera and really great eye.
I thought they were professionally done, like, you went to. Because I thought, wait, is Ava a senior in high school?
No, they were not professionally done.
Wow.
Yeah. So, anyway, this week. We are going to perform a preamble to our top 10 list for next week. So next week is our last podcast of 2020. So we can finally say goodbye to 2020. Hooray, hooray. Unless something miraculous happens or disastrous happens between now and then, like Armageddon style, or I don't know.
They want to revote on 2020. Let's keep it going for the 2021.
the convergence, the great convergence thing that was happening tonight, the Jupiter and Saturn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was just waiting for, like, that to explode.
Oh, just, God.
Oh, God. It's like melancholia happens. And
yeah,
like,
exactly.
We're all just going to die.
Joey's just going to find a field and lay down, wait for the moon to come and land on him.
Yeah. Like, all right, that's it.
So, anyway, next week is our last podcast of 2020. And as we approach 2021, we're going to be revealing our top 10 lists in the best television of 2020. And to prepare for that, we're going to reveal the shows that we're trying to catch up on and recommend a few that you should also catch up on before you make your final list if you do such things at home. And after that, we're going to gather up around the warm and glowing water cooler, and we're going to exchange virtual Christmas presents. So this is something that we've never done before, so we'll see how this goes. But what we're basically going to do is just give each other virtual gifts. We're being responsible. We're not interacting with each other. So we're just going to.
Oh, I'm outside both of your houses right now. What do I do?
I'll let you in a hazmat.
How did you do that? And then you just wave and go away.
Okay, bye. Holding an Emmy.
Spoiler alert. That's my number one television show of 2020.
That was a great moment.
That was the best moment. I don't know how that didn't go more viral than it did.
It did, but then it just died. It was just like, it's not used as a meme anymore. Like, it's funny how some things like Chrissy Teigen's crying thing at the Golden Globes is still used, but some things just only are there for a moment.
Yeah. I guess it's just who people care about. Womp womp. All right. So, and then of course we'll wrap everything with the flash forward to the media we're most anticipating in the upcoming week, which I guess is probably going to be spoiled by our conversation about the shows that we're trying to catch up on. But we'll see. We'll see. Play it. All right. So, let's start with that first topic, which is our recommendations of the shows that we think our viewers should catch up on before they do their year-end lists. And, of course, a little bit of things sprinkled in there about things that we're trying to catch up on ourselves. So who would like to kick that off?
I'll go first. Joey. I just caught up over the weekend. I was preparing for an interview, but I caught up on Starz' P-Valley, and I finished the entire first season in 2 days. Like, not like there's anywhere to go, but it's about a strip club in Mississippi, and I know it, like, it's gonna have comparisons to Hustlers just because, you know, a year ago Hustlers was the big film and about strippers, but this is much different. And first of all, the pole dancing in it is amazing. Like, these women are so talented. But it stars Brandi Evans and Nico Anon, who I'm talking to tomorrow or today as this podcast drops. But and he plays a non-gender binary person named Uncle Clifford, who runs the strip club and goes by the pronouns she, her. And so it's really kind of it's interesting that this is a character that's, first of all, great. She's really funny and also, like, kind of the heart of the show. And she's just really interesting, and I look forward to talking to him about that character. But the other thing, so that I recommend that. I mean, it's been on a lot of people's lists, so that's why that I wanted to catch up on it. But I also, people haven't caught up on I May Destroy You, they should catch up on that. And also I'm going to try to catch up on, Pen 15, which I feel like is something that everybody's talking about, which I was talking about the first season, but I haven't seen the second season yet. So I really need to see that before I make my top 10 list.
Excellent. So, Pen 15, and what was the other one?
P-Valley.
P-Valley. That's right. P-Valley. Mm-hmm. Excellent. All right. Joey.
Well, I would say, the show that I think a lot of people should catch up on would be HBO's We Are Who We Are from Luke Guadagnino. Oh. I really liked it. It's really, I think it is probably, the stuff of the GOP's nightmares, because you have, like, young people with agency and, you know, trying to work out their own identity and stuff like that. But Dylan Glazer, I think that's his name. Yeah, Jack Glazer, Jack Dylan Glazer. He's incredible on the show. He's sort of, like, insanely unpredictable. Like, there's a couple scenes where Chloe Sevigny plays his mom. It's essentially about young people growing up on an army base in Italy. And he's sort of this bratty, really unpredictable kid. Like, Chloe Sevigny plays his mom, who's a lesbian, and her wife is also in the military. And he'll just, like, come in and be talking to his mom and grab his mom's food, slap her across the face, and walk out. And they sort of, like, just pretend nothing ever happened. It's insanely fascinating and something that I think probably an American audience isn't really used to. So I would probably say that. And another show that everyone probably forgot came out this year is unorthodox. It came out in March. I think it was the first week of March. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm assuming a lot of people watched it because of, you know, the Emmy conversation, but I feel like you can still have that on your top 10 list, even though we're sort of like tired of talking of shows that happened during the Emmys. So I feel like people should consider that for their top 10 list. I will say two shows that I am desperate to catch up to. I've seen the first couple episodes of P-Valley, dying to finish it. I like what I've seen so far. And I haven't watched I May Destroy You. I've only seen a couple episodes of that. And I know that is at the top of a lot of people's lists. So I need to watch that too.
Excellent. So I have two things as well. One thing that I need to finish is a show that I did like. I've seen, I think, about 4 or 5 episodes of it. I need to watch the back half. And that is HBO's Lovecraft Country. It's a show that I found really compelling. It's, for whatever reason, a lot came out around that time, and I just never got the chance to finish it. So I'm going to be catching up to that, which seems really weird to be watching that here around Christmas, because I don't think it's a very Christmassy show, but that's okay. So I want to finish that to see if that cracks my top 10 list. The thing that I think a lot of people haven't been watching, or at least people in sort of Emmy circles haven't been watching, is a show that is on Amazon Prime, and it was actually recommended to the world by what I consider to be the president of the United States, Barack Obama, and that is Amazon Prime's The Boys.
Oh.
Which is a show that I kind of wrote off because of its advertisement campaign last year. But I think this year, I had heard a little bit of buzz about it being a lot better, about the messaging and the themes sort of being more consistent and coherent. And I watched, it's 16 episodes, 8 episodes between each season. I watched them all in about 3 days, and it's pretty good. I mean, it's kind of a comic book thing for people who don't like comic books. Because it basically imagines a world where Wonder Woman is a closeted lesbian and Superman has no empathy and is completely insane, and superheroes are manufactured for corporate greed. And then in the second season,
is it based on a comic book?
It is actually based on a comic book. Yeah,
that's funny.
It's kind of like it's a little bit more superhero-y than a Watchmen. It's a good hybrid between The Watchmen and you know, a DC movie. It focuses more on character development than superpowers, which is why I say it's more a series for people who aren't necessarily into that kind of thing.
You're speaking to me, Clarence.
I know.
I will say,
I kind of want to watch it now, because I wrote off the first season too.
Yeah, the second season is really great. They introduce a character who is that would be a spoiler to say. Let's just say it gets very Trumpian in the second season.
Oh.
It's very, very entertaining. It's incredibly violent. It's incredibly gory. I really enjoyed it, actually. And the second season I did find was a lot better than the first. So, Amazon Prime's The Boys.
That's an interesting pick.
Yeah. And Yes, go ahead, Joey.
I was going to say, can I recommend a movie that I just watched yesterday?
Sure.
That I watched a movie called The Outpost.
Oh, yeah. Sasha was talking about that for a while.
I am not like a movie. I don't want to say, I don't like war movies, but like, it's not my go-to thing. I'm never excited to go see a war movie. And this one is about the true story of I'm forgetting the name of The Outpost. I think it was in 2006. It's directed by Rod Laurie. It's based on a book actually by Jake Tapper. 2006. About Combat Outpost Keating was one of several U.S. Army outposts established in northern Afghanistan. And the thing is, it was sort of like a really horrible military decision to put the outpost there, because it sort of is in a valley just surrounded by mountains. Like, it's like, they're sort of, I think they describe it as like an outpost in the bottom of a styrofoam cup, because the mountains are all around them and they get attacked by the Taliban. Wow. And it, the first hour, you just sort of, you know, get to know these men. And then the second hour is this insanely intense action. I don't want to say action movie, because the director told me today when I interviewed him that he didn't want to call it, there's a distinction. It's not an action movie, it's a war movie. And there are different distinctions that he enlightened me on. Caleb Landry Jones is fucking incredible in that movie. And I know, like, people on Twitter, like, write him off. They're like, oh, he's weird, he's kooky. He has a scene where he breaks down where I think it's like, it's, I don't have no idea how people are not talking about that performance, because that performance is incredible. Like, easily on my personal ballot, he's amazing. And I hope he actually gets a little traction. And when I talked to him, they said that it was like the biggest movie of the summer for Netflix. It was always in their top 10. I thought I was sort of going to hate it because it's just not my cup of tea. But I think it's at least worth a watch, and people should check it out.
Oh, wow.
Excellent.
Because the way that the camera moves, and the way that like the way that the camera goes from one guy to the next guy to the next guy. And he was telling me, the director told me these stories about how he had some of the people that are in the movie were actual soldiers at that outpost, and they portrayed themselves. Some of them did. So like when they were like showing the death of these actual young soldiers, like they had, he was like, if they talked to everyone in such detail that they were like, did they die instantly? Did they get shot and then they were there for 5 minutes? And they sort of did it kind of in real time to honor these people as much as they possibly could. And I just think it's really, really good.
Wow.
Excellent. Yeah, I kind of have the same reaction that you do. And it's good to know that it's different. I will definitely check it out.
Yeah.
Sweet. Anything else we'd like to recommend that people watch over the next week and a half, where hopefully they are staying safe and being isolated and all of that?
Yes. Yes. Ted Lasso.
I want to watch that, too. Oh, my
Murder
list
at
is so
Middle
big.
Beach. I feel like you two would both love Ted Lasso. I really do believe that. Watch A Teacher. Yeah, Avenue 5, I really liked. I'm like looking at all these. Hightown, McMillian, Dave, Search Party. Sorry.
Fuck, I'm sitting here just scribbling.
Murder at Middle Beach. Did I mention Murder at Middle Beach? Queen's Gambit, if you haven't already. There's so many good shows this year.
Did either of you see the? I'm sure you didn't, Megan, because you don't watch Saturday Night Live. But did you see the sequel to A Teacher on Saturday Night Live?
Oh my god!
I read about
so
it.
Funny.
Was it funny?
It was funny.
Yeah.
It was just like a teacher being like, I don't want to lose my. Like, get over yourself.
Yeah, she was just like, you think that I think having sex with you would be hot? It's really, it's like, I'm not losing my job and my benefits to have sex with you.
Right.
Yeah, and then they did another weird sketch where it was a Whoville sketch where it made me very uncomfortable, but I thought it was funny, about a couple in Whoville have like a threesome with the Grinch, and it's on Christmas morning, and he like comes down the stairs in the father's robe. It's really kind of like gross and made me feel really icky, but I thought it was funny.
I heard about that one.
Yeah, it was it was another better episode. It was still, they're still not great, but they're better than they have been, which again, very low bar.
You know that I can't watch, especially if Kristen Wiig is on. I'm sorry, guys.
That's exactly why I watched.
See,
the whole time I was watching, I was like, Megan's going to hate this.
But I watched last time because of Jason Bateman, and I love Jason Bateman.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to watch Wonder Woman 1984?
I don't know. I'm hearing such mixed things. Like, yeah. And I love the first one so much, and it's so perfect in my mind. I just don't know if I can do it.
It's 2.5 hours.
What?
Yes.
I mean, Chris Pine is in it, but it's also like, I mean, I always go back to thinking about watching someone sing a karaoke song that I used to love and they ruined it. Joey knows this person. Watching them go down in flames was enjoyable, but it did ruin the song for me. So do I want to watch, you know, Wonder Woman 84 for Chris Pine, but it will ruin it for me, like, because I have a feeling it's not going to be very good.
All right. That story when we're done recording.
Like, we've probably talked about this before, but.
Probably. All right. Does that do it? Do we want to move off to the exchange portion of our podcast? Sure. All right. So let me just set the mood here a little bit. Sorry, I'm going to, I'm sure that's some sort of violation of something, so I'm going to only let that play for
just a little
bit.
You only get 15 seconds, then you got to shut that shit off.
So what we're going to do here is we are going to, we've got images that represent a gift that we are going to exchange with between the three of us. And we're going to email that to each other. So just give us a little bit to get these emails. There may be a little bit of a delay. But
I didn't realize that's what we were doing. Hold on. Okay. Let me try to do. Okay.
So that way there's a surprise, right? So that you can open the email. And then what we should do is, I think the person should, who receives the email, who receives the gift, the virtual gift, should describe the picture for our audience. And then the person that gives it will explain the rationale behind it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. So who would like to go first?
I would like to go first just because, so I was a little bit of an overachiever because I really like giving presents. So I can sort of.
Wait. Let's pause there. Let's talk about the 40 presents that you wrapped for your husband's 40th.
Oh, okay. For his, my husband turned 40 on Friday. And he does not want to turn. He did not want to turn 40. He was, like, bitching and moaning the whole time about turning 40. He's downstairs. I'm afraid he's listening. And I wanted to give him something that would make him very happy on a day that he did not want to celebrate that. So he loves Christmas, like, obsessed with Christmas to an insane degree. So I was like, what can I get him? I was like, I'll get him 40 Christmas-themed things, and I'll wrap it. So I found just a lot of stuff. And what I did was I found a red and green Rubbermaid container for, like, people, you know, put their Christmas decorations in. Those counted for two separate gifts. And I wrapped all of the presents and I numbered them with little tags and I separated them in no particular order and put them in between the boxes. And then what I did was I stacked the two Rubbermaid containers on top of each other and then wrapped it with wrapping paper. I have pictures of them. But, so what I wanted to do, as everyone is disgusted with me, I was going to, I have separate gifts for both of you, but then I wanted to give something to each of you that's essentially the same thing. So I'm essentially giving you guys separate presents, but one present, like, that both of you, not share, I'll give you each, you know, the respective package. So I'll send it to both of you right now. Is that okay?
Okay.
Sure. That was confusing. But
very confusing, but I'm glad I'm not the only one that was.
I was just going to send you a Facebook of the image, and you opened it.
Yeah, that's what
it,
I was, like, doing. Messenger. That's what I was doing. But I'm saying, this is one I consider for both of you, because I know both of you, and all of my gifts are TV and movie related to stuff I think you like from this year. So,
sorry, you're doing yours. I'm sending an email because
I'm sending an email, but I'm just gonna I'll just do this one first, and then someone else can go. I won't give you guys your individual ones now. So
okay, I'm sending Joey's. Are we allowed to send the images via Facebook Messenger?
Sure.
Okay, great. And then when do we just click send?
Are we doing them individually or all at one time?
We're doing them individually. So
Yeah.
Okay. So there, Joey, are you still going?
I didn't know what to put on the. I didn't know what to put on the subject line.
Okay, so this is our email?
Correct.
Okay. I haven't seen. Is this my Gmail?
Yes. Do you have another email?
I do have multiple emails. Oh! Is it a shot glass? Wait, hold on. Did Clarence open his yet?
Oh, yeah. I just did.
So it's a... for everybody at home, it a chessboard of shot glasses, which actually I didn't tell you guys that I've been trying to learn chess. I don't know, well, maybe I didn't tell
you
that.
Very good at chess.
Are you really?
I am.
I've been doing virtual chess on an app How sad is that? But thank you, Joey. That is great. So nice.
I think it's actually probably kind of inappropriate because she is an alcoholic, but
that's true. That's true. Wait, so can I send you yours?
Sure.
Okay. It's in your Facebook Messenger, and then I got to get Clarence's ready.
Joey, do you have the Harry Potter chest set?
No, I don't. Megan sent me a wooden shirt from Dave. Thank you, Megan.
You're nice. Welcome.
It's not my size. You have to take it back.
Oh, no.
All right. I don't know who's to do first. I'm just going to pick Megan's.
Okay.
I'm sending you yours right now, Megan, to your Gmail account.
Okay.
So I had... I over-prepared, and so I put a little joke, running joke in there. All right, so it just sent.
Okay. Scroll down. Not there yet. Almost there. Getting tired yet? Oh, my God. That's so cute. Is it Paddington Bear?
That is a very, it's very rare Paddington Bear, because I wanted you to have your own bear that matched your coat.
Oh, my God. I love that. That's adorable. Actually, I just want the coat. I'm going to take the whole outfit with the red boots, too. It's an adorable bear it's a Paddington Bear with an umbrella, plaid umbrella with yellow coat, a yellow hat, and red boots that are so adorable. I would actually steal this bitch's look in Harvey. Wait, okay, let me send Clarence's. This is so silly and fun. Okay, here you go, Clarence.
Okay, all right. I just got it, and this is it's a piece of art. This is from the end of Little Fires Everywhere.
Oh no!
Setting fire to Reese Witherspoon's picture.
You've got that. You've now got Mia Warren's terrible art to put in your house.
Oh, it's like it, but it would be so awesome if this were like a JFK eternal flame. It just constantly burned.
Oh my God!
Thank you. That's
you're
awesome.
So welcome. I can't wait to see where you put it in your house.
Probably put it right here in the bonus room. All right. Who wants to go next?
Let me see. I lost my picture. I think it's in my...
God, Joey, you're an idiot.
I fucking hate you. Okay, I found one. Okay, so I'm going to send Clarence his. Again, overachiever. I have something for TV and something for the movie. Something that I actually think you would actually use for the movie side or like on the movie side. And then something else.
Just so that our listeners know, we did just say one gift per person.
Joey is going overboard on the virtual gifts.
All right. Are you sending it via email or?
Oh, yeah. I already sent it.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Oh, it just got it. A royal starter kit. Oh, my God. This is so funny. It's a picture of David Bowie, and it's this is a Margaret Thatcher doll, because I know that, because I, yeah.
He and told me about this. He's like,
roller skates and a Mank poster. So, okay. So what is this?
So the Mank poster and the crown stuff is separated. So it's,
okay.
I couldn't think of anything for Olivia Colman. So I gave you David Bowie, that album that, the song that Let's Dance is from, because Helena Bonham Carter dances to it.
Oh, that's right.
And then I gave you a Margaret Thatcher fighting nun doll, which is an actual Margaret Thatcher doll that you can probably buy, but I didn't go that far into it. And then Princess Diana roller skates around Buckingham Palace. So I thought it should go really tacky stuff. And then just a Mank poster, so you like Mank.
Wow, you really put a lot of thought into that.
Yeah, you know what? That's so funny too, because I do want that poster. That poster is brilliant. We are on the same wavelength. So, Megan, do you mind if I give Joey his?
Go ahead.
All right. So I'm sending it right now. Oh, it doesn't have a subject. Hold on. Okay, sending it right now. Just went. So, Joey, I want you to read the subject and then every line.
Oh, no. Okay, so the subject is Xmas, you fucker. And then it's, Oh my God, you want me to read this whole thing?
Yes, please, go ahead.
I thought about getting you Ryan Murphy's nut sack or Angela Bassett's oversized clit. Does this rhyme? Or maybe that UK calendar of new redhead men, but I'm sure you already have it. I don't. It's on back order. Instead, I got you this. What the fuck is that?
It is.
Is that just a smart? Oh, wait, it says Mag. It looks like a book called Maggie. Or no, it's a blow up doll of Margaret Thatcher. That
yes.
Says Maggie.
You guys both went hard on the this Margaret bitch Thatcher will stuff.
You tried. That's terrifying, and I need a gift receipt.
It is a Margaret Thatcher blow up doll, and
that is so creepy. I love it.
And it says, she fucked you and your community in the 1980s. Now you can fuck her back.
Oh my God. That's insane. I love it.
Yes, I found that because I also was going to do something Queen related, the Crown related. I couldn't resist. I had to get you that. So there
you
go.
You guys really like the Crown. Maybe that I need to add that to my list, but I don't know how I'm going to do that.
I feel like, we're going to talk about it a lot more next week.
Oh, no. That means I've got to watch it. Okay. Well, I was watching a stripper show, guys. Sorry.
So I guess, do I have to give Megan hers?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. I don't have any more gifts for anyone. Okay. Although I did think about getting you some McDonald's Monopoly things to put in a baggie in your freezer.
Oh, that would have been so funny.
Yeah.
That was this year, too?
Yes. I know, right? Doesn't that feel like 3 years ago?
Ooh, hold on. I forgot a subject line.
So I'm checking my email?
Yes.
Okay. I like how Joey took this very seriously. I, meanwhile, just sent him a picture of a wooden shirt.
Okay, just send it via your email.
Okay.
You have to read the subject line.
Okay. Okay, waiting. Okay, just got here. What would you need? Wait, what you would need after the Floribama Shore and what you would need to get over it. And it's penicillin. Wait a minute. It's a picture of me with Jumbo and roller coaster.
I found it.
Wait, you have to read that again. You got lost in the laughter.
It's penicillin for what I would need after the Floribama Shore. What I would need to get over it is it looks like I'm going to have sex with the roller coaster from Jumbo. There's a picture of me, my head on the actress and Jumbo's head. This has to be shared.
Very horribly photoshopped. I did it on paint.
It's not even Photoshop. It's literally just a photo on top of another. And then it has next to it roller coaster lube. Because that's, if you watch the film, like the roller coaster like oils all over her. Well, this is I'm so ashamed and proud that I love this film so much. Like the way I described it is terrible. And I know the filmmaker's probably like, you're not getting it, Megan, but I really, really, really fucking love that movie. Okay. I'm sharing this out because this has to be shared.
I have to see it. Are you sharing it yes. on Twitter?
Yeah, I'll share it on Twitter. Joey, this is killing me.
That was awesome. Well, thank you both for my gifts.
Yeah. I hope you hope you like your artwork.
I can't wait. You know, I've always wanted a Mia, an official Mia. So there we go. Oh. Awesome. All right.
Flashboard. I'm not even ready.
Yeah. All right. Well, if Megan is retweeting that picture and Joey's not ready, so I will go first. And really, I'm going to be catching up to Lovecraft Country, obviously. And in the movie world, since it's free, I guess I'll be watching Wonder Woman 1984. That's a ringing
endorsement. So you are going to watch it?
I think so. I mean, I don't know. I can't swear that I'm going to watch the whole thing, but I mean, I'm getting Cats vibes from the animation done on Kristen Wiig.
Which
transforms into the cheetah. Right. I they in the clips from the trailer, they show her in shadows and darkness so that it's not quite so evident. But I don't know. I probably am not going to, I don't know. We'll see. I can't swear to it. Don't put a gun to my head. But I also want to rewatch Soul, which will be on Disney Plus on Christmas Day. So one of those will go first. I'll let you figure out which one I watch first. All right. Who's ready?
I'll go. I am looking forward to Bridgerton on Netflix.
People are talking about that a lot.
Yeah. The screeners have just been sitting there on my queue. I need to watch them. But it's from Shonda Rhimes, so I will go there for drama from Shonda and corsets. I'm down with that. And then a movie that is going to be considered for television on Amazon.
Oh, here we go.
Is Sylvie's Love starring, oh gosh, Tessa Thompson.
Yes.
Tessa Thompson is in it. And I thought it looked really... I thought it looked really cute. So it's like a period romance. I'm down with that.
Yes, please don't give us another lecture on. So Joey, how do you feel about Film Twitter and Lovers Rock or
I got small an earful today.
I stepped into something yesterday with him, and he got all snooty with me. And it's like, well, I'm sorry, I misunderstood you.
Also, like, don't cross him with Jingle Jangle, because I got the wrath of Joey today with Jingle Jangle.
What did you say about
it? All I said was, this movie sounds weird. He's like, what sounds weird about it?
All I asked was... Okay, you're judging my tone. Like, you said, what sounds weird? I was like, oh, what sounds weird about it? That's all.
Oh, okay. Well, I was like, I felt like I had a knife to my throat. And I was like, do not cross him with Jingle Jangle.
I'm remaining silent. I just sent you a text, though, Megan. So.
Okay. Okay. I will check.
I already told her that she already knows that you don't.
Yes, I heard that. is it my turn? Am I supposed to go?
It is.
Or anybody else have anything? Well, apparently I'm going to have to try to watch The Crown, I guess.
You should. You'd like it.
Even though I didn't watch the... Wait, is this...
I don't need to.
Okay, I don't need to watch the last season? Okay.
You don't need...
What else am I going to watch? I might... Oh, I'm going to watch just the first 5 minutes of The Prom and videotape myself. Videotape. Record myself. I'll do a TikTok to it maybe or something.
Oh, you totally should.
And be like, oh, I don't even know how to do a TikTok. What else is coming out? I guess that's it for right now. You know, I'm anxious for people to see Promising Young Woman and get more people's opinions on it, because I think I'm just anxious to see what everybody has to say about it. And I guess. Oh, and I also on Christmas Eve, I have this like weird ritual with when I go home. Somehow I always have South Park on, and I always end up watching the episode where the Christmas Critters are. Yeah, where they're like, "Hail Satan."
Yep.
And I feel like that's something that I've looked forward to every Christmas Eve now, which is, I don't know what that says about myself. And my dad's like, "Oh, why are we watching?" He's usually, I mean, my dad likes South Park, but he's like, "This is a bit much when the critters are performing abortions." And I mean, that's really what happens in the episode. But I look forward to watching that.
I guess I forgot one of our family traditions is, of course, watching A Christmas Story, the 24 hours of A Christmas Story on TBS. I think it's TBS. Of course, we're not going to watch it 24 hours, but we'll watch it a couple of times. And my wife loves the George C. Scott Scrooge or Christmas Carol.
Aww.
So we'll probably be watching that. It's good. It's good. I think we've seen, usually by the end of the holiday season, we watch all of them, even like the Patrick Stewart one or the musical one.
Oh, really?
That was on. Yeah, it gets like, please, some variety.
I mean, if it doesn't have Riz of the Rat, I'm not interested.
I realized that I am Rizzo the Rat because at my job, like, we weren't allowed to leave the other day after a party. And I was like, can we go? Like, I'm like Rizzo the Rat.
Why weren't you allowed to leave?
I don't know.
Wait, they were like, you're going to party and you're going to have a good time.
Like, all I know is I had 2 glasses of champagne because I had planned 2 events in one day and I didn't really eat much. Yes. And then I came home and drank some more. But they were like, don't leave yet. And so I felt like Rizzo the Rat a little bit, but I couldn't leave.
That's funny. How sad that sounds. I do want to say, though, that Promising Young Woman, if you do try to go see that, that will be in the theater. It will not be on VOD until the middle of January, so about a month away.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's right. Good call, Clarence. You're good about that stuff.
All right. Does that cover it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get the hell out of here. So we are the 3 M's contributors, Joey Moser, Megan McLaughlin, and me, Clarence Moy, thanking you for joining us, asking you to remember to rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you found us, and wishing you a very pleasant tomorrow and a very Merry Christmas.